Welcome to the worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast. Coming up...
You went to a museum, yeah. Right? A little bit of culture, mm. And then you wanted to look at the stitching on a Persian rug.
Yeah, of course.
Man, you're getting old.
Lasers.
Lasers.
Lasers. Always. Always lasers. Go straight to lasers.
Have you ever been to an auction?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I bought a car at an auction.
So how does it work?
What, the car? Well, you're getting it.
Let's begin.
You can't teach an old dog what?
New tricks, but that's incorrect.
Well,
because you can. Yeah. Teach an old dog new tricks.
Yeah, turns out it's not true. Researchers
I know
have found
that. Mate,
that
I know that.
Me,
this is me.
I know that. What?
They found that social enrichment can bring benefits for aging dogs.
Ah, oh, bless.
And suggests it's a really good idea to teach an old dog new tricks.
You can teach an old dog new tricks.
I feel like a bit of an old dog sometimes.
You're getting old. You are getting old.
So I'm going to try and learn some new tricks.
Like doing a decent radio show.
Yeah, try and learn how to do radio.
Wake me up. Just like a really bad compilation album. DJ. This is the very worst of the High FM morning show.
When I went to Dubai recently, my friend, my male friend, admitted something to me. He was sitting opposite over dinner, right? And he said to me that he had Botox done.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And he started convincing me, and I had to keep a straight face.
Well, luckily he didn't have a problem in that regard, did he?
Nice.
Nice.
Telling me that, you know, he's starting to get a bit of Botox. He was pointing out where he got it done and stuff like that. And he says he feels better because of it.
Better poker player as well.
Oh, my God. You are on form this morning.
Oh.
That's all our adverts for the show done for the week.
There we go.
Maybe he's got a point because you might want to treat yourself to a bit of cosmetic surgery, a bit of Botox, because it can actually improve your mood.
Really?
By making it impossible for you to frown. Now, I know this sounds completely ridiculous.
But no one would know if you're in a good mood or not.
There's logic, right? Because our facial expressions can affect our mood.
Yeah, sure.
So if you're frustrated and if you're sad, you're going to furrow your brow, it's going to make you more frustrated.
Yeah, but also, if you're having a really good day and you're in a really happy mood, you're not going to feel as happy because your face can't
because
smile.
Because you can't smile like, with it, right? Basically, Botox paralyses the muscles needed to frown.
Yeah.
And it leaves you no choice but to feel better. Or at least not to feel any worse.
Cheer up.
Well, I am. I'm really happy. You just can't tell.
Good morning.
The worst of the High FM morning show with Robin Banks and Johnny Borrows.
Wake up. Wake up.
High FM.
I thought we'd do a phone-in today.
Oh.
And the phone-in is, what's your favourite condiment?
Oh, mate, no. Can we not?
We're not. That's a joke,
okay.
Right? That's a joke.
Thank you.
Unless you're running to your phone right now, going, I need to talk about the salsa.
Honestly, I think it would get a good response.
What is your favourite condiment?
Mayonnaise. Yeah.
You love a bit of mayo.
Right? I love a bit of mayo.
I don't like mayonnaise.
Do you not?
No, I don't.
I didn't like mayo until about 5 years ago, and suddenly I discovered
Bang.
It. Bang.
What do you mean you discovered it? Mayo's been around for ages. You just, like, discovered it.
Yeah.
How did you discover mayonnaise?
I was like, what's this?
Really?
No. I just didn't like the idea of mayonnaise. I thought it would look nasty.
And then
one day I tried it and I was like, this is amazing.
You've been hooked ever since?
Been hooked ever since.
I've seen you have mayo on different things.
Yeah.
And I've always turned away in disgust because I don't like mayonnaise.
Cool story, bro.
Thank you. Anyway, how does your favourite condiment rank as far as health goes? Somebody asked nutritionists for the best and worst condiments for our health.
I bet mayonnaise is really bad.
So here are the top three for each. The healthiest, mustard.
Really?
Salsa.
Oh.
And straight vinegar. All right?
Really?
Vinegar might be number one because it's good for your gut and adds a lot of flavour without adding salt and sugar or fat.
Sure.
The least healthy, mayonnaise. Mayonnaise.
Yeah,
is
but
in
what
there.
About light mayonnaise? I buy the light stuff.
Ketchup. and barbecue sauce.
Oh, but they're the best ones.
This is the way it goes of the world, isn't it?
What about reggae sauce?
Reggae sauce.
Yeah, because that's
mayo
good.
Is the worst because of all the saturated fat.
Oh.
And ketchup and barbecue sauce are next because they're usually loaded with sugar.
Sugar, yeah.
Right, a related question.
Mm.
Is salsa, which is one of the healthiest,
yeah.
is that really a condiment? Surely it depends on how you apply it, because with chips, it's a dip.
Yeah.
Yeah? On eggs, it'd be a condiment.
Right.
With tacos, it's a sauce.
I think it depends how small the bits are. If they're really small, then it's a condiment.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Welcome. Turn it on.
In the morning. Wake up with Robin and Johnny.
On High FM.
It is estimated that we accidentally eat about 0.5 kilo of insects every year.
I think this is not true, because they say that they crawl in your... Spiders crawl in your mouth. That's a
that's an
old wives' tale.
Yeah, but you're digressing again. This is I'm not talking about spiders crawling in your mouth.
Right.
I'm talking about you eating, like, through food, accidentally eating, stuff like that,
I do sometimes stand outside with my mouth open and just...
There you go. Just looking gormless.
Flies just...
Looking normal.
Flies
that's
just
for
come
Johnny.
In and sit there.
So 0.5 kilo of insects annually, right? But that figure becomes daily if you eat anything out of the High FM kitchen.
Waking you up.
Come on. Hey.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show with Robin and Johnny. Because a best of show just isn't possible.
I have sent you an email, Robin, a image on it. I'd
like
you to tell me what is on that image.
Let me just kick up my email here. Johnny Borrow's subject, resignation. Who's that? That looks like somebody I should know.
Yes. Do you
That's
know
a picture
who it is?
Of someone.
Do you know who it is? There's a picture of a girl, of a lady.
Yeah, lady.
She's sat on a chair. There's a computer behind
that?
Her.
Who is it?
That is Atiana Lopez.
Atiana Lopez.
And she doesn't exist.
I was about to say AI.
She's one
AI.
Of some 10,000 AI models currently on social media.
Wow.
Along with another AI model, Pellegrini.
Emily Pellegrini.
And two humans.
Right.
They will judge the first ever AI beauty pageant.
Oh, shut up. So let me get this straight. So two AI things that don't exist and two actual humans.
Yeah, are going to be judging a pageant entirely full of fake models. And they will compete for a chance to win...
You should be judging that.
8,000 royals.
Shut up.
Of actual real money. AI money.
Wow.
It's called the FanView World AI Creator Awards.
If there's anyone listening that actually is saying to themselves, oh, yeah, Johnny, I know about that.
Yeah.
You need to get a life.
Well, what I want to know is who created these.
Who created
these AI models?
Well, that's who's going to get the cash money.
Because I assume that, ironically, they're men who've never met a woman before.
I agree.
Come on. Wake up. This is the best of the High FM morning show. No, not really. We don't have any best bits.
Robin Banks and Johnny Borrows.
Have you ever been to an auction?
An auction, yes,
I
have. Yeah, I bought a car at an auction many years ago. Oh. Yeah, it's a lovely Citroen.
So how does it work?
What, the car? Well, you get in it.
So how does an auction work? Do you want to quickly explain what an auction... You go to an auction house, you want to bid on your car, your Citroen.
Yeah, my Citroen BX.
What do you do?
The car comes out. Well, first of all, if you get there early...
I don't care about getting there early.
Well, you have to. You have to look at what you're about to bid on. You don't, bid blindly on the car.
Right, okay,
Some people do. So you look at the items, you go, yeah, I'm going to bid on that.
Yeah.
And then you wait for it to come round, because there's other items at the auction.
Right.
And then the auctioneer starts off at a low number, and you can either get in there early or you don't. You hang on until the end of the item, and the bidding gets a bit frenzied if lots of people are up for
it. So basically, the way that bidding works, because I don't think Robin's ever going to explain it, is that there's an item and it keeps going up in price because you bid. I'll put in 50 reals, or I'll put in 100, or I'll put in 150.
Just don't scratch your nose.
No.
Because that's dangerous.
Craig Stevens! He didn't know how an auction worked.
Right.
He wanted to bid on a painting that he liked.
Okay.
The opening bid was for 25 reals.
£25.
Craig stood up and shouted, 325 reals!
Do you know what?
Go hard.
Because that then shocks the other people we're out of this.
His confusion continued.
Yeah.
When the auctioneer repeated his bid,
yeah,
he thought that was someone else bidding, so he then outbid himself.
So he was bidding against himself.
Yes. Yeah. He continued doing this until he got to 500 reals.
You're kidding me.
When he realised... He realised what he'd done.
What a painting.
And he had to pay for it. He didn't realise that he actually had to pay for it. Now, he's quite a clumsy person, Craig.
Is he?
Yeah, he apparently once crashed his car while trying to switch radio station.
Don't switch radio stations.
High FM will have that sort of effect on you.
Wake up. This is Robin and Johnny in the morning.
On High FM.
It was on this day, Johnny, on this very day, that the Titanic sank. Why are you laughing? It's not funny. Titanic sank.
Stop saying it.
Well, I'm telling you because it's...
I just thought it was the last thing I was expecting you to come out with.
The Titanic Museum in Belfast, Northern Ireland, has been temporarily shut down due to flooding.
God, I thought you were going to...
No, it's true. This is completely true.
They got a leak, have they?
But they plan to open again very, very soon, and they plan to rebrand to the Museum of Irony.
Wake up!
This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show with Robin Banks and Johnny Borrows.
High FM.
Good morning.
Hello, good
morning.
How many
unread work emails?
Oh, mate, thousands.
Do you have
thousands?
Do you want me to check right now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, I've got my computer. Here's my laptop.
Because I tell you what percentage of people you're in.
I've got 13,815.
Okay.
That's 14,000, more or less.
1 in 100 people have more than 50,000. 5% have more than 5,000.
This all depends on how long you've been at the workplace and how long your email has been set up, surely.
Also,
because the less time you've been at a job with a work email, the less number of unread emails you're going to
have. Yeah, of course. But, you know, we're just talking generally speaking here. Right. Do you clear that inbox or do you just go, I'll deal with that later?
Yeah, I'll deal with that later.
I'm sure myself and you as well, we get, like, spammy emails as well.
Stupid emails.
You know, I got, like, from Ehab, I need to see you now in my office. Like,
again.
I've got some other stuff to deal with.
Seems today that all you hear are people on the air who are just plain weird.
So we're here to repeat those ridiculous values on which you listeners thrive.
Lucky there's us morning show guys. Lucky there's a show that makes jokes and lots of wisecracks while you're fighting traffic during
your lovely drive.
Meet the morning guys.
If your non-dominant hand, Johnny, got replaced by a robot hand, what gadget would you include on that robot hand?
Lasers. Always lasers. Go straight to lasers.
1,000 people voted, and here are the five options they gave, the top five, right? Lasers is not in there.
What? I don't care about this list, because they're wrong.
Number five,
a
torch, a flashlight in the palm.
I can...
So you could go like that.
Oh,
and then,
no.
Well, then at night...
That's rubbish.
If you're going to the toilet...
What? I've got two hands, neither of them have torches, I do fine.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Number four... retractable claws like Wolverine.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Well, you see, I disagree with you. I'd get into all sorts of mischief with that.
Also, it would mess up with the lasers. You know, the lasers would
shoot
off. No,
you've not got lasers!
Well, no, I've got lasers.
You can either have retractable claws or lasers. Well, have one.
All right, I'm going with lasers.
Lasers, yeah. Number three, screwdrivers on your fingertips. I don't use screwdrivers that often.
I'll get a man in. That's
it.
He'll fix it.
Could you have a little man on your palm?
My hand.
On your hand.
Who is it? Oh, it's How Are You Fine Man.
Right. It's How Are You Fine Man, just doing stuff
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Number two, an integrated smartphone with touchscreen on your non-dominant hand if it was robotic, if you had to have it replaced.
I mean, I've got a phone.
Yeah,
I like the fact that I can put my phone down and leave it.
And the number one, the one that got 46% of the vote, if your non-dominant hand is replaced by a robotic hand, what gadget would you have?
Yeah.
What super strong grip, they're saying. Super strong grip.
I don't know where you got this list
this
from.
This is just...
But it's absolute rubbish. Because I would hedge my bets that everybody listening to this...
Lasers.
The worst of the High FM morning show with Robin and Johnny. I woke up this morning. Do you know what's funny? No, us neither.
That's exactly how I feel.
Taylor Swift is now a billionaire.
Yes.
And now finally she can realise her dream of buying all the cats. Every single one of them.
Yeah.
Due to low ticket sales, Johnny, Jennifer Lopez, old J-Lo, has renamed her upcoming tour.
Okay.
It's now called the Eras Tour.
Robin and Johnny in the morning.
Come on.
Hiya, fam.
We've seen a few films and TV shows in the last few years based on video games.
Pixels was my favourite. Love that.
Really?
Adam Sandler. Yeah, so really, really good.
There's been Super Mario Bros. Recently.
Yeah, saw that as well.
There's also new TV shows. There's a TV show based on the game Far Cry that's just come out.
I'd never even heard of Far Cry.
Have you not?
No, I'm too old.
I'm too old.
Anyway. FIFA 07. That's me.
But what about a movie based on a board game?
Based on a
Have
board
you heard
game?
That Margot Robbie, with her production company, is going to produce a live-action feature film?
Cluedo. It's got to be.
No, Monopoly.
Monopoly?
Yes.
No.
Obviously, Monopoly is one of the most popular games in the world.
Yeah.
Sold billions.
Everybody fights over that and cries and throws the board.
It evokes passion.
Passion is not.
I suppose Margot Robbie is hoping that it will do that. I don't know. A previous film about Monopoly... had been attempted.
Really?
It was going to include Kevin Hart.
The thimble.
It had small success. there's no announcement on who is going to star in this remake.
Right, okay.
However, if the trailer doesn't have this line in it, then I'm not interested.
Is it something about pass and go?
This summer.
Yeah.
Do not pass go.
There you go.
Do not collect 200 reals. It has to have it. It's got to have it.
Yeah.
The weekend. Time off work, a lion, and the worst of the High FM morning show. Well, you can't get everything you wanted.
Now let's get to it.
Let's go!
This is the worst of the High FM morning show with Robin Banks and Johnny Borrows.
I went out for a meal last night.
Oh, cool. Can you mention where you went?
No.
Why not? Because you made a mess.
Well...
And they never want you back again.
No, it was very, very nice.
Okay.
We went along.
Yeah. What do you mean we went along? Who's
it was
we?
Me and a friend.
You and a friend. Was it a female friend?
No.
It was a male friend. Okay.
And
just asking.
It wasn't a buffet.
No. Because they're always buffets.
It was the ones that set menu.
To. Nice.
Right?
Okay,
so you can choose a couple of things out of the choice, but they bring it to the table.
Okay, nice.
And I was a little bit annoyed at the start because...
Johnny, you're always annoyed.
Well, you know...
It doesn't matter what you go to. It could be the most lavish, beautiful thing ever. There's always something that annoys you.
Bring me more than just two pieces of sushi because then I've got to ask for more. And then I seem greedy.
Yeah.
But I obviously do ask.
Yeah,
anyway, and we get to the end and dessert.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted some ice cream. And by this point...
Can I just interject for a second, right? I'm just going off topic for a second. What flavour ice cream do you go for? I bet you're a chocolate ice cream.
No,
really?
No, I'm a vanilla.
Oh, thankfully.
I like
There's
a bit
two
of
things we agree on.
Right.
Pineapple on pizza and vanilla ice cream.
It's all about vanilla.
It's all about
good
vanilla.
Good vanilla ice cream.
Oh,
beautiful.
Anyway, back to the story.
So he brings me over this tiny bowl of ice cream.
Right.
It's not even a scoop, Robin. And I could put this all in my mouth in one go.
Yeah.
Which maybe I did. And so then I said, well, can I have some more ice cream? Okay.
All right, fatty.
And then I stopped him and I went, can you put it in a big bowl? Because It was like an egg cup of
yeah,
ice cream.
Yeah, that's not even worth it.
Can he put it in? He's teasing you. They're teasing you with the ice cream.
And I was like, can you put it in a big bowl?
Yeah.
And he said, no, no, we only bring it in these bowls. I was, really? And he went, yeah. And I saw a little joke with him. I went, yeah. Come on, you've got big bowls here.
Yeah, use a soup bowl.
Yeah, yeah. Just
put it in a big bowl.
And he said, no, we don't. So I then said, well, can I have 5 bowls of ice cream, please?
Man, stop.
And then 5 staff brought over 5 bowls.
They had a bowl each. What kind of fantastic place were you at last night?
Well, welcome aboard.
What you got in here, fella?
Robin and Johnny in the morning.
You'll hear things you've never heard before.
On High FM.
The average car spends 95% of its time parked.
Okay, yeah.
You're not using it, right?
No.
Unless the car is owned by High FM's Rachel Chu, then
yeah.
It spends 95% of its time being recovered.
Robin and Johnny in the morning. The only way to wake up.
High FM.
Are you a fan of Christmas cake, Robin?
Well, I am.
Yeah.
But as you get older, right? And you're getting this.
The belly gets there.
Anything. I just look at food and I put on kilos.
Right.
So, yes, I am a fan of Christmas cake. Like I'm a fan of all cake.
Avoid it.
I like to avoid it if I can.
But then you get upset when people don't
then
get
I get upset. There's the predicament of getting older and being me.
Here's the thing. What? Maybe you need to not be mates with Tom Cruise.
Why? Oh, because he gives somebody a Christmas gift. Who was it?
Kirsten Dunst.
That's who.
Starred with Tom Cruise in Interview with the Vampire 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And ever since then, she gets sent a Christmas cake.
How wonderful is that?
From Tom Cruise. And not only that, she's not the only one.
Really?
He sends a Christmas cake to everybody that he starred with.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Hello, it's the forever generous Tom Cruise here.
Wow.
Every Christmas, I bake a lovely, delicious Christmas cake for all my previous co-stars. A-listers, of course. I only work with the best. I don't put any marzipan in my cakes, though.
Why?
Because not everyone likes marzipan, everyone loves me. So it doesn't make any sense to put any in it. I always do extra icing, though, and it's always extra sweet, just like me. I wish I could bake everyone in the world a cake, but even for me, that would be a mission impossible.
Yay.
But at least Robin and Johnny and everyone else in the world can still watch my amazing films. You know, I'm a producer on most of them, so you know they're good. All right, Tom Cruise out. Can someone reach the door handle and let me out?
Tenuous, mate. Very tenuous.
Robin and Johnny in the morning.
Top of the morning, my little shamrocks.
On High FM.
Is toast healthier than bread? So you've got your loaf of bread.
Yeah.
Right?
You pop it in the toaster.
Yeah. Is that healthier than just having the bread?
I would suspect it would be the same because it's the same item. However...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
I know that burnt toast is
bad. I'm not talking about toast coming out of your toaster. I'm talking about normal
toast. Burnt stuff on your toast, I know, is bad for you.
Okay. So I'm not talking about...
So I'm going to say that it's worse for you.
So
the more you toast it, the more the chemicals in it make you get cancer.
I do see where you're coming from. Cancer, now you're saying.
Well, that's what it does. That's what it does. Burning does.
A doctor in the UK, and his name is Karen Raj.
All right, Karen.
Posted some health advice.
Yeah.
He published a book called This Book May Save Your Life.
Wow.
And one of his videos went viral after he explained why toasted white bread is healthier than untoasted, Johnny. Hear it out.
Why?
White bread isn't healthy in general, right? Because it's high on the glycemic index, which means it breaks down in your body fast and makes your blood sugar spike.
Right,
okay?
I don't care. Let's.
That's the reason.
But why is it? But what?
I'm getting to it.
Okay.
I'm getting to it. So by toasting white bread, it lowers this glycemic index rating by causing more retrograded starch to form, which acts more like fiber and breaks down more slowly when you ingest it, right?
I don't eat white bread.
So your blood sugar stays more stable.
I eat brown bread.
Brown bread.
I'm not a child.
So anybody who eats white bread listening is a child.
Well, you allowed
all tarred by the same brush by Johnny. It's the usual. So if you toasted up some bread for breakfast this morning, congratulations, well done you on your healthy eating choices this morning.
Now, where does this stand on toasting your pasta?
Trying to wake up.
The worst of Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows. Because they don't have any good bits.
Here we go.
Charlie Chaplin.
I'll remember him.
Was born on this day in 1889.
Oh, not one of these.
He was probably the most famous actor from the age of silent movies.
Yeah, he was.
However, his career went downhill when he started taking talking roles. A little bit like mine.
Get up. This is the very worst of the High FM morning show with Robin and Johnny.
I went to Abu Dhabi for a couple of days over Eid.
Somebody thought they saw you in Qatar.
I just wanted to clarify, I wasn't in Qatar.
Somebody on our social media, there's a video up of myself and Johnny, and somebody's posted on there, I thought I saw Johnny in Qatar.
No.
You weren't. You were in Abu Dhabi.
That was my imposter.
Your doppelganger.
My doppelganger. I've been trying to hunt him down. Can't find him.
Right.
I went around the Louvre.
Oh. The Louvre in Abu Dhabi.
In Abu Dhabi,
and what is the Louvre in Abu Dhabi?
It's a museum.
It is a museum.
Okay. You might have heard of the one in France.
Yeah, well, this is why I was saying, you know, it could have been like a restaurant. I don't know. I've not, but you know.
It was a very nice restaurant. It had some very nice beef tacos. Anyway, that's another thing. Right. But no, it was really, really good. Apart from, I mean, I did get shouted at by a security guard.
Okay.
I got too close to a Persian rug.
Right.
I wanted to look at the stitching. I found it interesting.
Stop.
Yeah.
What? You went to a museum, right? A little bit of culture.
Mm.
And then you wanted to look at the stitching on a Persian rug.
Yeah, of course.
Man, you're getting old.
No.
You are getting old.
But I want to tell you about the best part.
What's
about
the best
my
part?
Weekend.
Yeah, okay.
Saturday, I'm sat in the foyer of my hotel in another country.
Right.
And I was recognised.
No!
It's Johnny Morris on the radio!
Was it the same person who'd just come over from Qatar? I did see him! Who was it? Was it male or female?
It was a female.
You see, usually Johnny would go into some details, either slag them off or say, I said hello and this and that happened. I just got recognised. Yeah. I have to then ask the question, was it male or female? And of course, we all know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, look, it's the worst of the High FM morning show. When I woke up. Banks and Burrows. They might sound like a cool crime-fighting duo from the 1980s, but they're not. They're really not.
Billie Eilish has a few more Insta followers than myself and Robin.
Just a couple.
120 million, to be precise.
120 million more?
Well,
or 120 million?
Might as well be, let's be honest. Once you get into the millions, it doesn't really matter.
Hey, once you get into the tens with us.
Some of her followers got a little bit of a treat the other day.
Oh, did they?
When they discovered that they'd been added to Billie Eilish's close friends story
on
Instagram.
And if you are a close friend of Johnny, then you're lucky, because if you see things on that, I don't see them. Ehab doesn't see them either.
No.
For certain reasons.
Certain reasons.
He did that after, what was it, about 2 years ago?
Anyway, moving on. If you were... about 4 years ago, actually. If you were one of them...
He knows exactly what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly.
If you were one of them
who
were added to the closed stories, don't be too excited, because she added 111 million of her followers to her close friends list, which sort of negates the point of having a close friends list. Surely, if you add the vast majority to that list,
it's not a close friends
list
anymore.
And you just leave a few on the normal one, then that makes the normal one a sort of I don't really like you
list.
I
hate you.
You don't really get to see the stuff.
It's true.
Now, call me a killjoy if
you're a killjoy. Right, that's it. Okay, let's move on.
No, I missed the days. When there was an element of control on social media.
Yeah.
I miss when Instagram was an app for sharing photographs and not memes of cats playing the piano. I miss the good old days when you could only type 140 characters on Twitter.
Oh, you know who I miss? Tom.
I miss Tom as
well. I miss Tom.
He was my friend.
And there's people listening now that are going, who's Tom?
Yeah. I miss the early days of Facebook, when the Facebook status update, you couldn't write anything you wanted. You had to write your name and is.
I don't know what, you, don't, what you're talking
about. You had it. I'm sure you've just forgotten. We're getting to that age. So you had to write, for example, Johnny Borrows is
and then
having a mental breakdown.
Every day.
And that was all the choice that you had.
Johnny again.
I miss the good old days of control.
I'm going to poke him now.
Yes, poking.
Wake up. This is Robin and Johnny. Robin and Johnny.
On High FM.
Kit Harington.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, exactly. Yeah. He played Jon Snow in Game of Thrones.
Don't ruin it for me, Johnny. You know what happens.
He's confirmed that a planned Game of Thrones spin-off centred around his character Jon Snow has been scrapped.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Won't go ahead.
I've heard that.
First of all, he said it was happening. Yeah. Now it turns out that it isn't.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess it's true.
What?
Jon Snow really does know nothing.
You know nothing, Jon Snow. When I wake
up in the morning. Do it!
The worst of the High FM morning show with Robin and Johnny.
Let's go!
As you would know if you're a regular listener to Robin and Johnny in the morning, we are up with the latest trends.
Always.
Always up with the latest trends.
I'm ahead of the trend before the trend's even set.
There's a new thing that I want to tell you about.
Yeah.
It's called speech fasting.
Speech fasting?
Yes. It's where people try to avoid talking until midday.
Ah.
Until noon.
You're not going to mention the famous 70s pop star. Who does this, are you?
What 70s famous pop star?
Lulu.
Lulu? No, of course not. Okay. No one is going to know who Lulu is.
Because I thought maybe you would, because this is apparently something she does.
So you don't talk until midday, right?
Yeah.
And that's not even whispering. Of course, not everybody's going to be able to get away with it and keep their job.
Like us.
Or their partner. Your wife might like it.
Yeah.
She might like it.
What's the purpose of this, Robin? Why are people doing
it? Well, this idea isn't new, but it's going viral now because there's a singer, not Lulu, that's been posting about it on social media.
Oh, really? Okay.
And she says she's trying to take care of her instrument, so it kind of makes sense, right?
Okay.
But there's also a little bit of science behind it, because one study back in 2005 linked prolonged periods of silence with dramatically lowered blood pressure, so it's good for you. Oh, I see what you're doing, Johnny. Yeah, very funny. Very, very funny. It can also help to reduce levels of the stress hormone cortisol. Yeah, Johnny's nodding at me now. And in mice, it's been shown to promote brain growth.
I can't keep silent. I can't do it.
That's the thing. He was actually trying. Can't do it.
I could never do that.
Case closed.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show with Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows.
In the morning. Good morning.
Oh, that reminds me. Have you emptied the garbage recently?
They're saying, Robin, that the best way to let go of anger
is to just go and scream.
Is not Calm Larry. Get that one out of the way to
listen
start
to Calm
with.
Larry. Yeah.
No, you write an angry email
and then delete it.
But then delete it before sending it. That's the important thing.
You see, that's where you get it wrong, Johnny. That's where you get it wrong.
Keep sending it and then you used to be able to return them.
Mate, that never worked.
Did it not?
Oh, Johnny has recalled his message.
Yeah.
Right. When I get that email, I just want to read the other email that's just behind it. I want to read that even more.
This theory was tested out on a group of people.
EHAB and you.
So this group of people were, and I quote, deliberately annoyed by the researchers.
Right. That sounds like you in the office.
They were asked to write brief opinions about social problems.
Right,
and they were told that a doctoral student was going to evaluate the answers. But instead, they rated everybody, regardless of what they wrote, on poor intelligence, interest, friendliness,
this,
logic,
can
and
I just
rationality.
Say, right, this sounds like doing a show with you. You always disagree with everything that I say.
No, I don't. And...
Good one. I like what you did then.
Invigorators also...
The Invigorators?
The Invigilators.
The who? What are
are you talking about now?
The invigilators.
What word is that?
Invigilator.
I've never heard that before in
my life.
You've
never heard
invigilator.
You've never heard of the word invigilator.
No, never. I'm going to Google it right now. How do you spell it?
I-N-V-I-G-I-L-A-T.
It's just come up. Invigilator. Yes. A person who watches people while they are taking an exam to make sure that they have everything they need and they keep to the rules. I've never heard the word invigilator before. Wow, thanks,
and
Johnny.
If you would like to join High FM English lessons as well, you can give us a text 7901059.
Wow.
You learn something new every day.
I do with you.
I don't really see the point of carrying this bit on
there
now.
There is no point. Come on, get up, just come on, get up,
just get up. Robin and Johnny. The only way to wake up. This is High FM.
Can a sneeze be dangerous?
Well, yeah, of course, because it carries germs, yeah. Obviously. Mm. So if you sneeze on me and you're carrying...
No, forget you. Can it be dangerous for the sneezer?
For the sneezer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so, because the stuff travels out of your nose and your sinuses at great speed, I think over 100 kilometres an hour,
yeah.
Which could cause nosebleeds and all kinds of stuff going on inside.
A sneeze nearly ended a man's life. He was...
Oh, why did I laugh?
He was driving his car, yeah. And a particularly aggressive sneeze...
I've done this.
...caused him to lose control of his car...
Not that.
...and plunge into a river.
Wow.
Luckily... High FM's Rachel Chu was already in the river with her car, and she helped him out.
This is my station.
This is Robin and Johnny in the morning. In the morning. On High FM.
Oh, man.
What's up?
The 9-to-5 is such a struggle.
No one does the 9-to-5 anymore.
I can't take it.
You do.
It's too much.
When was the last time you did a 9-to-5?
No, I'm just, I'm being the common man.
Yeah, I am asking you.
Yeah.
When was the last time you did a 9-to-5? Probably you had to be in the office at 9 and you left at 5 or thereabouts.
About 10 years ago.
10 years ago. Yeah. I've never done a 9-to-5.
Have you not?
Never.
I worked in the...
Oh, no, I'm lying to you. I did.
Yeah?
I did.
What did you do?
Yeah, I set up that company, didn't I?
Oh, yeah.
That was it. Well, it was...
Yeah, but it's your company. Why did you work 9-to-5? why didn't you set your own hours?
Because, well, you have to, and you work longer than 9-to-5, let me tell you.
Well, then it wasn't 9-to-5, though, was it?
Anyway, I digress. Well, it was kind of. It was an office job,
right.
Okay. Let's not argue over semantics.
Here's the thing.
What's the thing?
All right.
Come on.
Working traditional hours might actually be good for you, and the shifts that you work earlier in life may be linked to your health in later years.
Okay, right.
So those whose careers featured a more volatile work schedule slept less, had lower sleep quality,
that's us,
and were more likely to report depressive symptoms
that's
by
us.
The age of 50.
That's this radio show.
My sleep is terrible.
Yeah.
But I'm going to big myself up here. I'm probably eating better food and working out more than I have in my entire life.
Yeah.
And sure, when I go to the gym, I have a good cry. But, you know, we can't all achieve everything at once, can we?
1-2-1-2, hey.
The worst of the High FM morning show. This is Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows. Waking every morning.
A museum in Germany, Johnny, announced they had to fire an employee.
Right.
Why did they fire him? Have you seen this news story?
I have seen this news story.
So
I
think you know. This is funny.
He put up his own art, didn't he?
He put up his own painting in their modern art section.
Yeah.
he was hoping that it might help him break through as an artist.
Right.
And he went in after hours and hung this. It's 1.2 metres. Big old thing.
It's a big thing. I would have started small. You know?
Yeah, but he only had one chance.
Yeah, he only had one chance.
So he hung this on an empty wall alongside works by people like Andy Warhol.
Right.
So this is a big old exhibition.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And this museum haven't said much else, or if his painting was any good, actually. They're not commenting because they don't want to encourage other people to try it.
I heard that they were quite upset that
he
drilled holes in the wall.
He had to drill a couple of holes in the wall to actually hang his painting up.
Knowing modern art, just those drill holes could be enough to be a...
just left it with the drill holes. No, he wanted to put his own painting up. They noticed it at midday, but decided to wait until after they closed to take it down.
Okay,
right? Because there was a lot of people in there.
Yeah, you don't want to cause a hoo-ha,
no.
idiot.
So it was part of the exhibit for a full 8 hours.
Mm.
But all they've said is the painting got no positive feedback from visitors. But it didn't get any negative feedback either.
But also, who's leaving feedback when they go to the museum? Well, you don't fill out a little form going, well, I really like this painting.
Well, people would talk about it, right? They go, oh, I like this. Oh, I don't really like this.
Do people do that in museums?
Of course they do. You did that in the museum you visited.
I walk around, I look at it and go, oh.
Just because you don't do something doesn't mean to say other normal people
don't think anyone does it.
I would tell this guy, don't quit your day job.
Mm.
But he doesn't have one now because he's fired.
Robin Banks, Johnny Burrows, and the worst of the High FM morning show. Hey, don't blame me.
A man in Colombia.
In Colombia, in America.
No, the country Colombia.
Oh, Colombia. All right. Well, you know, thankfully, I asked that question.
Right. Anyway, it doesn't matter where he's from.
Well, why are you saying it then? Why don't you just say a man?
Because that just made an amusing little bit. Anyway.
I hope that doesn't make the promo for the show.
A man.
Yes.
Somewhere in the world.
Right.
Stole.
Where was he, Johnny? Just in case we edit this for the worst of.
He stole a donut delivery truck.
Yeah.
Right.
Did he drive it into a police station?
No.
No.
Police stopped him a short time later.
Was it Calm Larry?
No, it wasn't Calm Larry.
Okay, sorry. All right.
Shut up and let me do this bit.
A man stole a donut delivery truck.
Correct.
Yeah.
Police, they stopped him.
Yeah.
And the thief said that he took the truck.
Yeah, because he was hungry.
To visit relatives and friends because he missed them.
Oh, bless.
I don't know. I see holes in his story.
And we got there, friends. We got there in the end.
The worst of the High FM morning show with Robin and Johnny.
When the morning comes.
If this were a dating app, you'd swipe left.
You used to be pretty good at football, right?
I was actually. I know everybody says this, but I was really good at football.
What do you mean everyone says this? Who says that?
People say it.
Everyone says Robin was great at football.
Everybody says that.
Do they?
No, everybody says that they were good at football.
Oh, right.
Like, all the guys...
I never say it.
Well, because you are rubbish.
No, I was terrible at it, yeah. So there's no point lying about it.
Most people that I've met in my years...
They say they're good at football.
They say they're good at football,
yeah.
And then when they get on a pitch, they're rubbish. They're really bad. They talk a good game,
yeah.
But when it comes to it, when push comes to shove, rubbish.
Well, maybe, Robin,
yeah.
You...
Yes, Johnny.
...are a superseer.
A superseer?
Superseer.
What's a superseer?
They discovered that some people see more per second than others.
I think I am a superseer.
Which can give you a quicker reaction time.
I think I am.
And obviously an advantage playing ball games.
Okay, yeah.
Why are you so convinced that you're a superseer? Like when you open a cupboard and something drops and you catch it and you're like, oh, I'm Spider-Man.
Well, maybe not that.
The rate at which humans perceive the world is known as temporal resolution.
Temporal resolution.
And it's similar to the refresh rate of a computer monitor.
Okay.
But some people can see it at frequencies that others can't.
Yeah,
I guess it's like the difference between like when you watched a movie on an old TV and when you watch it on like a new TV, you see people move differently.
Hey. Watch this.
Yeah.
See that?
Mate, I wear glasses. I'm blind. I can't see anything.
Wake me up. It's the worst of the High FM morning show
with Robin Banks and Johnny Borrows.
It's always good to kick off potential relationships with a giant pile of lies.
Right.
61% of people, no shock to Johnny.
Yeah.
61% of people admit they lie on the first date.
I think everyone tells a little few lies. No, everybody does. Everyone's on their very best behaviour.
And needs to change certain things about their lives.
No,
eh, Johnny? Embellish them.
I just embellish. And right. I think everybody does that.
You think everybody does that?
No, everyone does. I put money on it.
Which means 3 out of every 5 times that you go out with somebody new, they're not going to be totally honest with you.
No.
But that's what you expect, isn't it? Really?
I do expect it.
The most common lie that women tell, what do you think it is?
That they find me funny.
is about how old they are, their age.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they shave off a few years.
I've had that before.
There you go, you see. They're also much more likely than men to lie about their name.
What?
Their name.
I dated a girl once, and we dated for about a month before she told me that I was pronouncing her name incorrectly.
Oh, right.
But she was being too polite to tell me at the start.
Bless her, bless her. So you got rid of her because she was too polite.
I was like, you're polite. Out of here. Get out of here.
I think it's possibly to avoid social media stalking. That's why they'd lie about their name.
Yeah, on a first date. Get that. Yeah?
The most common lie that men tell...
How much money they earn.
How much money they make. Yes. What? You talk about money on a first date? Have things changed since I was courting?
People talk about,
really?
Yes.
So when does the lying stop? Nearly half of people say they come clean by the third date. Right? Johnny's like, nah.
I think people keep embellishing longer.
22% wait until after they say, I love you. 9% wait until marriage. And 25% never ever tell the truth until they get caught.
Yeah.
Of course, if you look at Johnny Borrows over there.
I've always told the truth.
And if you look at his dating profile, you'll know he lies even before the first date.
Everyone does.
Procrastinate through your weekend with the worst of the High FM Morning Show with Robin and Johnny.
High FM.
Oh, stop it.
Will and Jada Smith.
Yeah.
This is some sad news. They're closing down their charity, which is called the Will and Jada Smith Family Foundation.
That's a real slap in the face.
Oh, stop it. Now you've ruined my punchline, haven't you?
Well, of course, that's the punchline.
That's the punchline, isn't it?
This is getting boring.
Will Smith says he now realises money doesn't buy happiness.
Yes.
But slapping somebody who makes a harmless joke about your wife? Priceless.
Here we go. Want to hear Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows at the weekend? No? Oops. Sorry about this. This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show.
You gotta get up, get up.
The Republic of Chechnya has banned all songs that do not have a tempo between 80 and 116 beats per minute.
I read this the other day,
They're doing this to try and stop Western music.
Okay.
The new law was introduced by their culture minister.
Right.
He said that he hopes that it will promote more traditional music.
Yeah, yeah. And he's telling all traditional Chechenian artists that any songs that they have, which are over that BPM, need to be re-recorded.
Yes. You've just highlighted one of the biggest problems of having such a blanket ban. It's also bans popular Chechen and Russian songs from being played.
Unless they're re-recorded. Then they can play them.
But it also allows certain Western songs that fall between the correct BPM.
Of course,
So, for example, here are some of the songs that's on our playlist that can play in Chechnya. Joe, end of beginning. That's fine.
This is a tune.
Chechen approved.
This is a tune.
Scissor.
Oh,
Saturn.
Lovely.
Everyone loves Scissor, especially the Chechnyans.
Big in Chechnya, big.
And Ariana Grande.
Yeah, of course.
We can be friends with Chechnya.
We can.
So, with this in mind, Robin, I would like to introduce our new online radio station.
Oh, brilliant.
High FM, approved by Chechnya.
But I think that's a great idea, actually. That's really good. And radio stations in Chechnya could take our station and just rebroadcast
exactly.
it.
Exactly. There you go.
We could sell that.
Why don't we sell our show to them?
Well, that's a little bit too fast, our show.
Robin and Johnny aren't actually here. But here's some of their worst bits. The worst of the High FM Morning Show with Robin Banks and Johnny Borrows.
I've told you before how I've been doing Duolingo recently, learning Arabic. It's the
Duolingo. Oh yeah. Sorry, for some strange reason, my brain pictured Wordle. I'm like, you've not mentioned that for like over a year.
No, Duolingo.
Duolingo.
It's for learning languages, and I'm using it for Arabic. I'm on a 70-day streak.
Oh, well done.
So I've been doing it for 70 days straight.
Do you want to throw some Arabic on us now?
Well,
or are you a little bit embarrassed? Because you need to practice.
At the moment, it's really just teaching me letters and sounds.
Okay,
I've got a whole new alphabet to learn.
Okay, well, give us a couple. Give it, share some.
Well, I'd have to write it down on paper.
Oh.
which is great radio.
And, you know, the sounds for sh and t and the and d. It's all, it's
okay,
all
brilliant.
Anyway,
oh,
there
wow.
we go.
You've sold Duolingo to me. You really have.
There's a lot to learn.
If anybody's listening going, do you know what? I'm going to go to that Duolingo and I'm going to sign up and pay them a fee. If they've just heard your bit.
I'd like to see you do better.
If they've just heard your bit now, wow.
Yesterday.
All my troubles seem so far away.
I was in a taxi.
Okay.
And I realised I hadn't done my Duolingo for the day.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, well, here's an opportunity. I'm in a taxi for a little bit.
All right.
I'll go and do that.
Okay.
So I'm in the car.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, the sounds are going ding and that.
Oh, God, that's annoying.
And the taxi driver's like, ah, you are learning Arabic.
Ah.
And I said, yes. And he said something to me in Arabic. And I went, I'm not really at that stage yet. I'm just learning. And I sort of, you know.
Did you bore him with the, I'm no, just learning the sounds I'm and just, I'm writing it down at the moment?
I'm learning the letters and all of that sort right. of thing. And he goes, oh, very good, very good. Yeah, you'll get there. And then continues to speak to me in Arabic.
Okay.
And I said, as I said, I don't understand what you're saying.
Shukran.
Ah, no worries. And then keeps speaking to me.
It's the worst of the High FM morning show
with Robin Bangs and Johnny Borrows.